Greetings. It's Thursday, April 18th, and we are in the third week of Easter. We begin today with the popular communion hymn, "I Am the Bread of Life." The hymn was written by a religious sister, one of the first composers to write church music in English following the Second Vatican Council. Sister Suzanne Toulin is a member of the Sisters of Mercy of Burlingame, California. In 1966, she was asked to write a song for a conference in the Archdiocese of San Francisco, where she was teaching at an all-girls school. She struggled to write the song in her small office in the school and finally tore up the manuscript in frustration. Then a student came out of the next room and asked, "What was that? That was beautiful." Sister Suzanne taped the paper back together, and the song became, "I Am the Bread of Life." It's based upon John's chapters 6 and 11. It's featured in the official songbooks for Catholic, Episcopal, Lutheran, and Methodist churches, and has been translated into 25 different languages. Sister Suzanne was born in Lansing, Michigan, in 1927, and moved to California when her father was transferred there. She worked as an organist and pianist before joining the Sisters of Mercy in 1950. She studied music and composition at Michigan State University, the University of Notre Dame, San Diego State University, and San Francisco State. Today in our gospel, Jesus commissions his disciples. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Jesus commissions his disciples to go out and make disciples of all nations. This raises a question. Does God want the whole world to be Christian? The Catholic Church, in its Declaration on Religious Freedom at the Second Vatican Council, said that all people are to be immune from coercion on the part of individuals or of social groups or of any human power in matters religious. So if God wants the whole world to become Christian, it's not to be done through political or social pressure that forces people to follow one religion. However, we Christians believe what we believe, and this shouldn't be a light hidden under a bushel basket. Wouldn't people know more about God if they knew about Jesus Christ? What we believe is not a list of truths. It's a story about God, about creation, about the coming of Jesus into the human race, which affected everything. It's the story of his dying and rising, his continued presence, and our share in helping to shape the destiny of all creation. It's a great story. It's a true story. If I tell it and live it, others will be drawn into the Christian faith. And perhaps one day, the whole world will be Christian. How well have I been telling this story to others? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.